Good evening.
Thank you. So now we begin with the first Al-Khayt. We say, we ask for slicha, mechila, kapara, for forgiveness, for compassion, and for atonement. And the first Al-Khayt is ba'ones of varatsan, for the sins that we have committed, ba'ones, which you translate roughly as?
By mistake.
By mistake, or more extreme even, in the translation of the article is under duress, which onus really means not just inadvertently or by mistake, but complete accident. I have zero control. Wasn't negligent, wasn't unintended consequences. It was entirely accidental under duress. But onus uveratza, and those that I did willingly. And that kind of covers the scope of sin, that which we do intentionally and that which is entirely accidental. And it's an odd way to begin a confession. For things that you have no control over. Why would we begin and say, please forgive me for all the things that I've done, but ba'ones? If there is anything that we do that we have zero culpability for, zero responsibility for, zero legal consequences, it is ones. There is the rabbinic phrase, of course, ones rachmana patre. If you do it under duress, you are exempt. But of course, there's permission for all sorts of things halachically when it's ones. Why do we begin with that confession? And there are three possible answers why we begin ba'onas or baratzon. So number one, why do we begin ba'onas or baratzon?
Because
it's the first one. Very good. What did you say?
Alphabetical.
Excellent. Right. It starts with an aleph. So we've got to start with something. What else starts with an aleph? I'm sure we could think of some options. But onas is a good way to begin. That's one option. The Al Scroll suggests actually we're not really confessing over things which are onus. We have no responsibility or culpability for things which are onus. We're really confessing here that sometimes we pretend to ourselves that things were accidental, under duress. We put ourselves into situations in which we say, oh, this is completely unavoidable. And of course, it wasn't unavoidable. We set things up in a way that makes it unavoidable. So we begin by saying, but onus of baratzon, the things that we thought were onus, which really were baratzon. But I think there's another way to see this as the frame for everything else, which is we are confessing, we are doing a vidui al-chayt ba'onas, things which were sins, but were entirely beyond our control. Because what we're beginning, and we frame this admission to God, is that this is not just about legal culpability. I'm not looking for loopholes to say, oh, I don't need to apologize for that, I don't need to apologize for that, I don't have to worry about that, really I'm not responsible. We begin by openly saying there are things in life where we have been instruments of error and iniquity and vice, where it wasn't our fault. And I wouldn't say mea culpa, I am culpable, because I'm not culpable. But I understand that sometimes in life I am an instrument of sin, and I regret that. I regret that I live in a world where sometimes accidents happen. I regret that I live in a world where there has been damage wrought by me, even if it's entirely by accident. And by putting ourselves in a position where we recognize this is not about confessing culpability, but recognizing innate human imperfection, we then can then go on to the next 43 sins and say, we don't have to start wondering, calculating in our mind, am I really culpable for what I did with my lips? Am I really culpable for a slip of the tongue? Am I really culpable because someone tripped and I put something there 4 weeks ago and nobody else? We don't start making those calculations. Because this isn't about culpability arithmetic. This is about human imperfection. So we say, but onus of varatzon, the complete gamut, the things which were in our control and the things which were not in our control, we regret that we live in a world of imperfection and we ask for your mercy, your compassion, and your forgiveness.